I know I hear the work group really appreciate how to do this, as well as the assembly to be able to write drivers around.
Great. Well, I want to take a moment and say your graduate student representatives on the committee are fantastic. So made a lot of difference in that.
Next, I have to talk about you. Caitlin?
I have two questions. The first being, where can we, things are just kind of changing, those are changes. Where can somebody find the full draft?
It's out with the agenda.
Okay, is it posted anywhere in the general public?
No, the process is ending, so this is now at the assembly's before final adoption.
Okay, and are you open to any other comments or you said you have them?
So if you have something specific that you want to share, let us know. We've been doing this for about a year and a half, so we're really needing to, this is a huge improvement. So we really need to make those improvements.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they're always open for refinements and, but to Matt's point, we refine them, we have to end up coming around, so.
Yeah, I just was looking for a little bit more context. And then I also am aware that there are several people on campus who are confidential reporters. So if somebody brings an experience, then they're not required to report it. Is there a
reference to that at all?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so both listed in procedures and in the draft procedures for faculty and staff, there's mention of confidential, those are confidential. So, and moreover, when we're out educating the community about student procedures currently, the current employee and faculty, and then when we start to work with folks to help them understand their rights and options of these procedures will highlight and always do highlight the fact that folks have an option for what they're experiencing confidentially and we highlight who those folks are.
Yeah. Tanya?
Following up on the confidentiality question, I know there are certain, and I don't know fully, procedures that TAs can on behalf of their students file complaints. And under those circumstances, are the TA's identities also confidential? Because I feel like that could be a backdrop of like who the TA is, you filed a complaint, you.
Yeah, so if I'm wrong, please correct me, but somebody grabbed me about the union consultant, which is a mandatory reporting requirement. So folks are employed by the university, either faculty or staff, that includes TA's and GA's, are required, if you're aware of any experience.